All right, this is Gary Berger. Who am I here with? Would you introduce yourself, please?
Sure, my name is Amanda.
Amanda, tell me, it's been about a year since you asked our firm to help you, is that right?
That's right, yep.
So as you know, I'm Gary Berger with Berger Law, and we've met, and I'm sure you've seen my emails and stuff. You had another one of our lawyers do most of the work in your case. Who was that?
Yes, Genevieve Fikes.
And how was it to what was it like working with her?
It was really wonderful. And if I ever felt like I needed some more communication or answers, questions and things answered, she would always respond right away. And Rodney McBride also did as well, worked a lot, I know, too, on that side, on the paralegal side. So it was really great. If I didn't hear from them or as they sent me information or I had questions that came up in between, they were always ready and willing to answer right back. So.
They do a great job. I'm proud to have proud to work with Genevieve. So tell me, tell why? What kind of a case did you have?
So it's a car accident case. In June, in late June of 2019, I was in a pretty awful crash on 270 in rush hour. Was rear-ended. I was stopped actually, and the person behind me wasn't paying attention, going full speed, ran right into the back of my van. So it was a pretty significant crash.
Your
And
main injuries.
so, well, my main injuries were really some spinal issues that I needed a lot of chiropractic care for and then also physical therapy for. And then the most significant of all really is neurological.
You had a traumatic brain injury, right?
Yes, so I had a concussion and then, which is what's called a traumatic brain injury. And what was scary about it is that as a school psychologist, I know what a traumatic brain injury is. And you just don't think of the mild, what's mild cases. And so I did not have a headache at the time. I did wasn't having memory loss at the time of the accident. So I declined medical care at the scene. But I knew in less than 24 hours that something was wrong. So lots of headaches, lots of memory lapses and things like that. And so I'd gone in to see my primary care provider and went from there. So
So you know what's interesting, Amanda, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I had a
that's
deposition,
okay.
two depositions in the last week in two different cases, one of which the client said there was no headache at with the ambulance, and then a slight headache at the ER, but then had a significant traumatic brain injury or TBI or concussion, treated a bunch for that, still has memory deficits, trying to find words, that type of stuff. I have another client who, and then a second deposition I did 2 days ago where similar experiences yours were. This is a female client where she had that she didn't realize either with the ambulance or the fir, or the first ER visit that she had lost consciousness for a period of time, and then later connected the dots through the fog of post-concussion recovery, saying, "Wait a minute. Was in a crash, and then the next thing I remember, I'm talking to the policeman or something." So, and you're nodding. Tell me, was your experience similar?
It was very similar. And I think part of it is we know that in any kind of accident or traumatic event, like our adrenaline kind of takes over and our body just kind of go into this fight or flight mode. And so for me, I was just kind of in that flighty kind of sense of, I'm okay, like I'm physically okay. And I started remembering things. I remember like the day afterwards, I could remember that I actually got out of my van. And granted, this is 270 rush hour morning. I'm in the fast lane. I got out of my van to go check on the other person that hit me. You are always told stay in your vehicle, like that sense of that common sense just was totally out the door. And I remember leaning up against the median while I was waiting for the cops and just doing a lot of stupid things that I just, you don't think about those kinds of things. You just go out the window. So
Not the
it's
most rational behavior. Well, tell
enough.
me about your recovery, because I know you did a lot of different therapies, cognitive therapies, to try to get mm-hmm. where you were. Tell me.
Yeah, so I started mainly with more physical therapy, and then I also saw a neurologist, which you all were able to really help me get an appointment with, and that's really the main reason I ended up calling you guys in the first place, because I couldn't get into a neurologist. Neurologists wouldn't take just a referral from a primary care physician or just a self-referral for car accident victims. And I'm thinking, what? Well, how am I going to see a neurologist? I was having a lot of bad headaches, a lot of memory loss. And so it wasn't until I called you guys and you guys could connect me with the neurologist that I was able to do that. So through the neurologist, I actually had corticosteroid injections for my neck and my shoulder area. And then Dr. Yasi, the neurologist, actually prescribed the cognitive therapy. And this isn't, you know, the cognitive behavioral therapy. Where? Oh, I did that. My cognitive therapy was through like an outpatient clinic through SSM. So that was through like a speech language pathologist that worked on my memory and language skills. So I went there for about 12 weeks. So about 3 months, I went on a weekly basis. And at that time I was back at work during the school year. So it was time off of work. It was, you know, things that I had to go do. So, and in my case, it was kind of frustrating for me because I would say that we do some baseline testing for cognitive therapy, and then they kind of monitor your progress. And my baseline was kind of below the average range. And the thinking was from the professional that I saw, the speech language pathologist, she said, my guess is you were probably above average to begin with, because some of my visual processing, which was still intact, wasn't impacted by the accident, was high average. So it was in that above average range. And she's was suspecting that also my language abilities were as well, my memory abilities were. But the therapy part of it can only go until you get back to the average range, right? Because therapy is not meant to be to make you higher than average. So therapeutically, once I hit the average range, I was still having, and still do to this day, problems with the memory and word retrieval, and I get frustrated with myself, but was at the point where I couldn't get treatment any longer therapeutically. So at that point, this is when
did they teach you the skills to continue to work on that at home?
Yeah, so a lot of the activities that I did in my weekly therapy appointments are things that I can do at home for memory training, word retrieval, and making lists and things like that. So, and lots of things, you know, nowadays that are technology-based too. So a lot of apps that I could use if I needed to help with
you
those kinds of things. Oh, yeah.
And you need that to maintain yourself.
I feel like I do, yes. So, you know, in the evenings, you know, my normal routine after the kids go to bed and whatnot, sometimes you want to sit down on the couch and just watch TV. I'm usually on my phone, but not looking at Facebook or anything like that. I'm on there playing these memory games or language word games and things like that, which is relaxing. I've got their games to me. So, but I know that they're for a purpose.
Have you heard of that game Word Cookies, where you try to solve words out of, do you ever play that?
Yeah. Yeah. We have similar games. So there's,
you
know,
I play those even, and I'm, yeah.
Yeah. So they're good for you. That's good.
Good. Thank you.
Well, so, good. But it's, yeah.
Go ahead.
It's, I was just going to say that, you know, it's one of those things that, again, going back to, I felt like I was a mild case of a traumatic brain injury and concussion. And, I can't, you know, with me still having difficulties, I think about the people that go through some very significant car, you know, injuries and things like that, just any kind of injury and what they go through. But I worry most about the people that go through an accident like mine and think they're okay, but they're really not. So I, the one thing that I learned from my accident is, even if you think you're okay, go get checked out, monitor your symptoms, keep a list of things as they're happening, because those are notes to always go back on and tell your doctor or neurologist or whoever you need to see. But just be vigilant and monitoring, you know, the effects after an accident.
But that, you know, one of the things I do these different videos and different stuff to try to teach, but I talk to people like at an accident and after an accident, document stuff, take pictures, get names, write stuff down, be amazed what you think is it is the officer knows at the scene, but then isn't later in a police report. But similarly, afterwards, I'm always reminded because sometimes we get stuff right away, sometimes we don't get folks right away. And then like for instance, in these depositions for Ashley and Nick that I did in the last, we're going back and some of it, you know, if you document stuff well, you remember. If you don't, and we do a lot of stuff with medical records and stuff to connect the dots, but that's a really great point about documenting not only that what happens at the scene, but afterwards, the early course of care that you have, because you may not remember all that, right?
That's right, absolutely. One of the ways that I knew I needed to go see my primary care physician after the first couple of days is because I was literally logging every time I forgot to do something or forgot what I was doing. So the exact time, the hour and the minutes that it was and what happened, like even if it was, I just walked into the kitchen but couldn't remember why, I would write that down. So, I mean, I kept a very detailed log.
I had a client, one of my clients, deposition last week. He said one of his doctors stopped treating him because he kept forgetting appointments. They'd set him and he would forget. So, you know, because you forget things, right? With a headache.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, simple, everyday things.
Right. So that's one of the lists. Anything else about what you know now? Know before going into this, some type of a lesson or wisdom you could impart on anybody who might watch this down the road?
I think that one of the big takeaways from me, and I know that I've talked to you as well as Genevieve over email about this, is just to be patient with the process. There's a lot of things that your office does, that the lawyers do, that the paralegals do to work for you. And there's a lot of things that you're not gonna see, and that's okay. You don't have to know every little thing that happens. There is always work being done. And it's worth it. It's worth it just to be patient. And again, like I said at the beginning, if you have questions, just email or call and they'll answer you right away. But it just takes time to get medical records, which can't be gotten until treatment's done. So you kind of have to just, you're in a waiting process for a long time while you're getting treated, and that's okay. Don't be nervous or worried about, you know, what the lawyers are doing at that point. That's one less thing you can be worried about during that time. Take care of yourself, get all the care you need, and just be patient. And they're fighting for you. So, I know that there was work done.
It's been about a year and we resolved the first part of your case for the insurance policy limits, right?
That's right. So the first part of the case
was... Is that a good thing? I saw you smile.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot more than I thought that I could have ever imagined. So Genevieve and I had talked through the process of what it could be. And then I actually didn't expect the check yet. And so that it had just showed up at my mailbox 2 weeks ago. And that was a pleasant surprise. And so... Yeah, you know, there's multiple parts of this of the process. So for my case, when I'm not at fault, this first part of the settlement was from the other driver who luckily was insured and luckily, again, was insured for more than the minimum that Missouri requires. So so she was insured for $50,000 and literally no work on my behalf, all the work on, Genevieve and Ronnie's behalf of submitting documentation and writing a letter. Genevieve was able to get all $50,000 without any questions asked. I mean, we didn't do depositions, nothing. So.
Sometimes it's not that easy, as you know, because we fight in a lot of other stuff, but that's all right. It's why we're here. I'm proud to help people, you and people like you. Did you know that the check that you got in your mailbox is tax-free and you don't need even to put it on your tax return?
Did you know? I only knew that because I've watched videos on your website before.
Okay, all right, good. So I always like to point that out. Uncle Sam gets us everywhere, except this is the one area he doesn't get us. So, can I add one other thing? So, and And you're in your office now. I see you're much nicer.
Yes.
where I am right now. I'm in one of my kids' rooms. I did this Zoom on a Friday afternoon where I kind of move around when I work from home during this crazy Corona time. Sometimes
that's right.
Sometimes I'm home. Question for you. So one of the things I talk about in kind of my, some of the things, it's some of the stuff I do is talking about serenity and the serenity prayer and how it's kind of what you were leading to before. One of the things I try to teach and tell clients is you can only control what you can control. If you can't control it, don't stress about it. We're going to take as much time as we can and try to have as much serenity or surrender you can to that process, because otherwise it's just going to drive you nuts. Does that lesson ring true with you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And honestly, that's how my whole story started with Burger Law, is because when my accident happened over the summer, I was off work for summer breaks. I worked in the schools and I thought I could do it by myself, right? So I was like, I'm doing this okay by myself, but it still wasn't resolved. Silly me, after 2 months, of course not. And so I knew I needed to get a lawyer. And so I had done a lot of research and found you guys, and because I knew that I couldn't do it by myself. And then even when I had you guys, at first I would say I was a little high maintenance with Genevieve. I wanted a lot of communication because I felt like I had to know everything. And once I just trusted the process and trusted that relationship, which did not take long at all, it felt so good not to have to worry about it. I would check in every now and again, and that's all I needed. And it felt good knowing that I found somebody that I could trust and had that relationship with, so I could let that part be and still go on with my daily life.
You feel like you got educated through the process?
Absolutely. And I tell people about it all the time, and I actually, anytime anybody's in an accident, when I see it like on Facebook or a scanner page or whatever, and people's like, oh, it's non-injury. I'm like, no, like you still really should go get checked out, You need to, go get checked out, get a hold of somebody that can advocate for you, because it's not just a non-injury anything. So I just worry about people. So, and I'm a people person, I care about people.
Yeah, I get it. It's so fun talking to you. That's one of the other things I tell folks. I have this happen all the time where after a long battle, depots, some cases we got to do more than others I have the other side realize the wisdom of our position. And then I'll turn to the client. I'll say, remember when we first met, you weren't sure whether you needed a lawyer? Remember, like a year and we've been fighting the whole time and we finally got it. Doesn't that tell you whether you need it too? And everybody's like, yes. And the other thing too, though, is we tell people, If we can't help them, if I can't add value to a case, I'll tell them. I'll say, listen, I can't. Someone has a one. They go one ER visit or something, and not that injured. I'll say, listen, call the insurance company yourself. But certainly in cases like you, we're able to recommend medical kind and steer you through the process when you're at your most vulnerable. So, Amanda, thanks for giving us the chance to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that I found you guys and chose you guys, and I would do it again, even though I hope that I never have to do it again. but would recommend you guys to anybody.
Well, thank you. A lot of times at the end of these things, interviewing my clients, I say, do you recommend Burger Law? But you already said you did, and you do. Well, listen, I look forward to a continued relationship with you and yep. And getting you full recovery, keep on trucking for you, helping you and your family and friends for doing this video with us today.
We appreciate everything. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.